It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey everybody, time for Swap Shop. Hey, I forgot to do something, and it's kind of an equal opportunities thing. I forgot to invite Jim Jordan to be on my show. You give me a call, and we'll make arrangements, or call the station, WWGH, and we'll make arrangements that you can be on. Equal opportunities, right? Fair, equal time for all of our candidates. Be glad to have you on, and we'll spend some time and listen to your side of the story, okay? All right, now I'm done with that. If my puppy dog is listening, buddy, don't scratch the door, please. This is the first day since we got Buddy, my new executive producer on the show. He's a little Yorkie. This is the first day that he's had to be by himself. Mama went to take care of Grandma, her grandchildren, and I'm here at the show, so I left the radio on so that Buddy can listen to Daddy talking, all right? All right. Be a good dog now, Buddy. No peeing on the rug. You're listening to Swap Shop, and Swap Shop is on till about, 1 o'clock today, and you can call in. And we'll be more than happy to put on the air stuff that you're trying to get rid of. You know, if you got some tchotchkes around that you're trying to sell, or you got a toaster oven that you're trying to get rid of. No, I did that this week. We got rid of our toaster oven. Or if you have a yard sale or a garage sale that you'd like to announce, or you have an organization, a nonprofit organization that's having an event, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Let me give that to you again, just in case you didn't get over there and get your pencil ready. I'll give it to you again. I've got pencil and paper right here waiting for you to call me and tell me what you're trying to sell. 740-383-9944, and you can get on Swap Shop, and we'll try and sell your stuff for you. All right. Now I do have a couple of people that sent in stuff. We have a message from what is the date today? I gotta make sure I'm not doing this after the fact. No, I'm not. Okay. There's a fundraiser that's being held by the Kiwanis, the fundraiser and silent auction at Pure Function CrossFit, which is at 202 South Main Street. That's Pure Function CrossFit at 202 South Main Street. They're going to have, they ask you to come and join the fun, bid on items. They're going to have a silent auction, so there's items. It'll be in Marion downtown on the third Thursday, which is August 19th of this year, from 4 to 9 p.m. So it's an afternoon thing. So you can go after work, right? The list of the auction items at Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook, Pure Function CrossFit Facebook, and you can find out what they've got to sell. Let's go to the phone. Let's see if I can figure out what I'm doing here. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, I have a glass coffee table with two end tables I would like to sell.
I'd like
to get about $50 best offer out of them.
What type of coffee table is that again?
It's They're glass.
Oh, glass. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you have the coffee table and, did you say chairs?
Two end tables.
Oh, two end tables. Two end tables.
Yeah.
Are they also glass topped?
Yeah, they're also glass.
Okay. Matching, I assume, to the coffee
table? Yeah.
Okay. And you only want $50? You're underselling it.
$50 best offer, yep.
Okay, $50. Give me your phone number and we'll announce this a few times.
Okay, it's
740-740?
361-00-00. 41.
Let me read this back to you. You have a coffee table with a glass top and two end tables matching with glass tops, and you only want $50. That's a great price. 740-361-0041. Did we get it right?
Yep, you got it right.
All right. Well, let's see if we can't sell that for you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Excellent. Right off the bat, we got a couple of end tables and a coffee table, glass-topped. Only $50. The glass alone probably is worth the $50. All right, 740-361-0041. All right, yeah, as a matter of fact, the other day I was driving to this show in the morning, and somebody had out on the street near their trash, they were trying to get rid of it, a whole bunch of glass windows. And I thought, boy, I could make a hot frame for my vegetable gardening or stuff like that. So I'll pick those up on the way back. They were gone. People like glass, especially if it's in good shape, and especially if it's in a frame. But glass coffee tables and a coffee table and two end tables for $50, you can't beat that. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and Buddy, don't be scratching on the door. All right, Buddy's my dog, and he's listening to me on Swap Shop at home. I'm going to do a few kids trivia questions during this Swap Shop, just to kill the time in between calls. Oh, by the way, the phone call, 740-383-9944. What popular children's book, it also became a movie, was originally titled The Emerald City? That gives it away, doesn't it? The Emerald City. That was The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And that was the name of the children's book. And I didn't realize the name of the book was The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. I just thought it was Wizard of Oz. But The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was originally titled The Emerald City. Yeah. I love that movie. Oh-wee-oh-yo-ah. That's what those critters were singing when they were doing the evil witches' deeds. What do the H's in 4-H stand for? That's a good question. I don't think I ever knew this before. I know it now. The H's in 4-H, what do you think they stand for? I used to buy critters at the Sale of Champions at the county fair. And those 4-H kids, they're terrific kids. I always enjoyed going to that. Spent lots of hours sitting on my butt on hard chairs, but I really enjoyed watching the kids bring their critters to sale. They were very courteous. They all were in just great shape because they had to work on the farm, and they all were very kind to their animals. Very good. Anyway, the 4 H's, what do they stand for? Head, heart, hands, and health. And believe me, they honor all four of those things. They're very smart young people. They have great hearts to take care of all those critters and help mom and dad on the farm. Hands, They work very hard. They use those hands to lift up 100-pound critters and, you know, and shove around 1,000-pound critters and health. They all are very into the health thing as well. All right? All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We'd love to have you on, trying to sell something. We did have that fundraiser that's going to be on the 19th of this month at between 4 and 9 p.m. at Pure Function CrossFit, which is at 202 South Main Street. And the list of auction items are going to be at the Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook page and also the Pure Function CrossFit page. So that's going to help out a lot of people. So check those things out. Let's see, what do we have going on out at the Tallgrass Trail? Well, today, I think it's today. Let me look at my phone to see what the date is. Yes, it's today at 6 p.m. They're going to have the Nature Walk at Myers Woods Nature Preserve. Now, this is not at the Tallgrass Trail. This is at Myers Woods Nature Preserve at 6 p.m. They're going to have a Nature Walk. Tomorrow, they're going to have Kiddos at the Park from 10 to 11:30. Now, don't forget, that's for the kids that are... I think, and this is going to be the last one, that's for kids that are preschool, right? And they go on a hike, and it's geared for preschool-age kids, you know. They learn a lot of stuff about the critters, and the flora and the fauna. I like saying that. The alliteration of flora and fauna seems to tickle my innards. Anyway, so that's going to be going on the 13th. And they're going to have that hike starting at 10 o'clock, and it'll be over by 11:30. And that's at the Tallgrass Trail. Okay? A couple of things going on there. Also, on Saturday, August 14th, there's going to be a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth. And the benefit, they're asking for a $10 donation at the door. And it's going to start at 1 p.m. on August 14th. Spaghetti dinner, garlic bread, salad, you know, the usual. auction, there's going to have a Chinese raffle, a bake sale, 50-50 raffle, lots more. They're also going to buy the, well, that's going to go on. And the benefit is at the Blue Fusion. So if you're interested in going to that, August 14th from 1 p.m. and $10 donation at the door. All right. Let's see. Oh, we also have, let's see what we have here. Okay, on the 14th and the 15th, August 14th and 15th, that's... Friday and Saturday. Is that Friday? No, that's Saturday and Sunday. On the Saturday from 9 to 4 p.m. and on Sunday 9 to 3 p.m., the Tiffin Flea Market will be going on. And that'll be at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. And it's free of charge. They do ask that you don't bring your pets to that, though. They won't be allowed in the show area. But it is free. And it'll be outside or inside because they have indoor facility. So that'll work out pretty nice, okay? We have a lady that's trying to sell two end tables and a coffee table. They're glass-topped. She only wants $50 for us. Let's help the lady out and get those out of her house. 740-361-0041. You're listening to Swap Shop, and if you've got something you're trying to sell, feel free to give me a call at 740-383-9944, and we'll see if we can't get it out of your garage or out of your basement or out of your yard, whatever, wherever it is. I got all sorts of stuff in my garage. It's so confused in my garage that I don't even know how to organize it so I can have a garage sale. I think that's the way a lot of us are, isn't it? All right, let's continue on with a few of our trivia questions. These are really for kids. And if your kids are listening at lunchtime, that'd be great. What two familiar characters in children's readers were created by Zerna Sharp? Now, I've never heard of Zerna Sharp. I'm not sure that I know, and I do know this, who they're talking about, but I didn't know it was done by Zerna Sharp. It's the Dick and Jane stuff. You know, the Dick and Jane books were created by Zerna stuff. Zerna, what was her name again? Gonna have to look that up again. I've lost my page. That's what happens when you get old. You can't hold on to your page. Here we go. Zerna Sharp. Okay, very good. All right, what world-famous children's hospital is in Memphis, Tennessee? Now, this is, I don't know about you, but one of the ways I help myself get to sleep at night is I pretend like I won $180 million in a lottery. And who am I going to help out? Well, this is one of the places that I'm going to help out. It's a famous children's hospital in Memphis. The first thing I do is I take care of the food banks here in Marion. But this is the second thing I do. I help out St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. I think it's amazing that they don't charge a dime for anything there. Mom and dad can go and have lunch with their kid, and everything's paid for. That just amazes me, and that's why someday if I hit the lottery, they're going to hit the lottery as well. All right. What boys organization was founded by Daniel Carter Beard? I wonder if he's related to my sister-in-law, whose last name was Beard. Daniel Carter Beard created this boys organization. Not a girls organization, a boys organization. That's right. It was the Boy Scouts of America. I didn't know that. A lot of this trivia stuff I don't know. I'm not a very smart person sometimes. Other times I'm pretty smart, but today I wasn't very smart leaving my dog at home alone. But buddy, get down from the table. I'm not sure he gets up on the table. Just trying to keep mentioning his name so he won't do anything bad. All right. In E.B. White's popular children's book, Charlotte's Web, Charlotte is a spider. What type of animal is White's Stuart Little? What type of animal is White's Stuart Little? Now, Charlotte is a spider. We all remember that. That's why it's called Charlotte's Web. But what was White's Stuart Little? White's Stuart Little. He was a mouse. Little mouse. We used to have a mouse here at the radio station. But they put out things that emit a sound. I can't hear it. I hope you can't hear it. But it puts out a sound that mice don't like. So that mouse that was terrorizing the radio station for about 2 weeks is no longer amongst us. He's gone. He's probably outside eating the grass or whatever mice eat. I don't know what mice eat. We'll have to ask James when he's on our Marion County Naturalist, James Anderson. He'll be on the last Thursday of the month, we'll ask him. All right? What do mice eat? Well, it seems like they eat anything. I've had mice in a car, and they ate the insulation off the wires. Yikes, it wrecked my car. I mean, didn't wreck it, but I no longer had any lights working. Stupid mouse. You know how we got rid of it? We got a little baggies of, they like little tiny pellets that smelled like spearmint. And apparently mice do not like the smell of spearmint. I love the smell of spearmint. What popular childhood sports organization had its birthplace? Oh, this is too easy. Had its birthplace in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. If you don't know that, just take another nap, because you're not awake, right? Little League Baseball started in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and it has a museum there, and they have the international headquarters of Little League Baseball there. I have a sister-in-law whose husband goes there and umpires at. They have a big thing there, a big get-together of all sorts of teams throughout the United States. And he's one of the umpires that's been selected to be an umpire for that now. One of those thankless jobs. But I think he makes pretty good money doing it. What orphan's home in Illinois is known as the City of Children? Now, I worked at DePaul University, which is in Chicago, and I had never heard this before. And I do know the name, but I don't know where it was. I guess I should know it since it's trivial. Moose Heart, owned and operated by the Loyal Order of the Moose. But the name of the orphan's home in Illinois, known as City of Children, is Moose Heart. That's a good name for the Loyal Order of Moose to have for their home for children. Let's go back and see. We're not getting a whole lot of calls today, so I'm going to keep on going with my trivia. But we do have one lady that called in. She's trying to get rid of a glass-covered, glass-top coffee table. And she's got two end tables with it. All she wants is $50. Dirt cheap. Give her a call, 740-361-0041. You're listening to Swap Shop, and our number is 740-383-9944. Don't forget there's a Tiffin Flea Market going on August 14th and 15th from 9 a.m. till either 4 p.m. or 3 p.m., depending on whether it's Saturday or Sunday. It's free admission. They have inside displays, so you can go rain or shine. And the Tiffin Flea Market is held at Seneca County Fairgrounds. And that'd be a good place to go. And maybe find yourself something fun. There's a fundraiser and silent auction at Pure Function CrossFit, which is at 202 South Main Street. That's here in Marion. And that's going to be on August 19th. And it's going to run from 4 to 9 p.m. So you can get off of work and head over and help some people out. The list of the auction items will be at the Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook or at the Pure Function CrossFit Facebook, and you can start making plans on what you're going to buy. All right, let's see. Out at Myers Woods Nature Preserve tonight at 6 p.m., they're going to have a nature walk. That's at Myers Woods Nature Preserve. Put it in your Google. You'll find it. And they're going to have a nature walk at 6 p.m. All right. Sun goes down about right now at about 8:30, so you should be a nice nature walk. It's a little warm, but it'll be cooling down by then, right? All right, and tomorrow, Kiddos at the Park from 10 to 11:30. That's for kids that are preschool aged, okay? And they get to go on a hike. I'm not sure if James Anderson takes them on that hike, but somebody takes them on a hike that knows a lot about nature, and they will learn a lot of stuff. And by the way, this happens to be the very last one of the year. That means it's getting close to the end of the summer, doesn't it? Yikes. There's going to be a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth Saturday, August 14th, and that's going to be at Blue Fusion. The benefit will be, and it will be from 1 p.m. till whenever. $10 donation is requested at the door. Five and under are free. It's going to be a spaghetti dinner with garlic bread and salad, they're going to have auctions, and they're going to have Chinese raffle, and they're going to have a bake sale and a 50-50 raffle and a lot of other stuff. That's at the Blue Fusion, August 14th from 1 p.m. till whenever they close. All right? And once again, I'll mention that lady's glass top coffee table and end tables, $50, 740-361-0049. You're listening to Crosstalk. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. Our phone number, if you have something to sell, 740-383-9944. Again, that's 740-383-9944, and maybe we can help you get rid of some of that junk you got in your garage or in your basement. We like junk. Junk is, I watch American Pickers all the time, and they don't call it junk, but they love that their junk, and I love watching that show. It always amazes me that they'll have something they sell or they buy for $500 that I wouldn't give you 20 cents for. But they do it, and apparently they're making money because they're still open. That's gone on, I think, 12, 15, maybe 19 years, something like that, that show. Or at least that many seasons. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. Miami University has a museum devoted to an educator famed for his readers for children. Who was he? I'll give you the answer to that after we take this phone call. Hang on just a second. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Did we lose you? I guess we did. All right. If I mishit the button, call us back. All right? All right. The question, again, was, Miami University has a museum devoted to an educator famed for his readers for children. Who was he? Now, readers is in quotation marks. That was what they were called, readers. They were probably books, right? All right. William Holmes McGuffey. The famous McGuffey readers were used in schools for many years. That's kind of interesting. That's what you took to your one-room schoolhouse, I bet. And that's how you learned to read, on the McGuffey readers. All right? William Holmes McGuffey. He was the famous writer of those books. Now, here's an interesting question. We're getting down to the last 10, 12 minutes here. But I still have four or five questions, so let's see. Where was I? Oh, here it is. What famous home for undisciplined children was founded in Omaha, Nebraska, by Father Flanagan? Now, what is an undisciplined child? Many of them are undisciplined, at least sometimes, right? And it was formerly only for boys, and it was called Boys Town. I guess those were boys that, you know, got their ears pulled or their nose pulled or got spanked a lot. But that was back in the day. Really, back before me. That was way back in the day. But it says, what famous home for undisciplined children was founded in Omaha, Nebraska by Father Flanagan, and it was called Boys Town. That was kind of, I think it's still going on. I truly believe that. All right, we're going to go back and look another question. You're listening to Swap Shop. We've got having a kind of a slow day today, so I'm going to mention to my puppy dog who's listening to me on the radio, buddy, get down from the sink. I hope he's not up on the sink. He's only 9 pounds, and he's only, I don't know, 6 inches tall. If he can get up on the sink, more power to him. He's super dog. All right. What type of children are the focus of the annual Easter egg hunt beside the Washington Monument? When my wife and I lived out there, I think we went to that once. I was in the United States Army Field Band, and our headquarters were in Fort Meade. And I reported to the Pentagon once a month. So I was pretty familiar with the Washington area. And I think we went one time to that the Easter egg hunt. And it was, let's see, it asked what type of children are the focus of that Easter egg hunt. Well, it's a very good cause, and it's focused on blind children. The hunt uses electronic beeping eggs. Isn't that cool? The eggs beep so they can hear them to find them. Excuse me, I had to hit my cough switch. Must be some dry air in this this house. Apparently, it's getting pretty warm outside, though. Let me see what the temperature is right now, if I can, without making a mess of things. The temperature outside right now is 86 degrees. It's supposed to get up to 80, or it's supposed to get up to 90 by 3 o'clock. And as you heard on our weather report, the heat index is through the ceiling. It's over 100. Let's see what the humidity is. What do you say? Going to look and see what the humidity is. That usually tells the tale. The humidity is down a little bit from last night. Last night it got all the way up to 100%, but right now it's only 70% humidity, but that's still pretty high. Anything above 60 is uncomfortable, I believe. I believe that's what I was told. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. If you have something to sell, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have a lady trying to sell a coffee table and two end tables. They are glass-topped tables for only $50. 740-361-0041. We also have a fundraiser that's going on that we were sent information about. It's going to be on Thursday, August 19th, from 4 to 9 p.m. That's in the evening. So you can go to it after work, right? And it's a fundraiser. They have silent auction. They're going to have other stuff, and if you want to see what stuff they're trying to auction off, there will be a list of those items on Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook or Pure Function CrossFit Facebook. Pure Function CrossFit is downtown at 202 South Main Street, so maybe you can help some people out. We're going to also have a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth on the 14th, which is Saturday, from 1 p.m. till whenever they stop serving. They are asking for a $10 donation at the door. Five and under are free. It'll be a spaghetti dinner with, you know, garlic bread and salad and all that stuff. They'll have auctions. They'll have Chinese raffles, bake sales, 50-50 raffles. It'll be at Blue Fusion. So maybe you can help some people out. You can help Alice Renee Hildreth out on that. All right. Today there is a nature walk at Myers Woods. At the Myers Woods Nature Preserve at 6 p.m. And they're going to have kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 out at Tallgrass Trail. This is the last one of the year, so you better get out there. That's for kids that are preschool age. So that'll be fun. Great place for mom and dad to take their little guy or little girl. Right? All right. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. And, buddy, I'm heading home pretty soon. Don't get in trouble. All right. Let's see. I got a couple more questions. Let's ask. The world's oldest children's museum is in what New York City borough? Do you know what a borough is? I struggle with even knowing what a borough is. Anyway, it's in Brooklyn. Brooklyn. That, I guess, probably is the one borough I know something about. Because I used to follow the Brooklyn Dodgers. I know, you're not old enough to know what the Brooklyn Dodgers were. What popular children's book by Ernest Thompson Seton features Lobo the Wolf, Lobo the Wolf, Bingo the Dog, and Redruff the Partridge? That's, do you know what it is? Wild Animals I Have Known. Wild Animals I Have Known. That's not one that I've ever read. I've heard of Lobo the Wolf and Bingo the Dog. I'm not sure about Redruff the Partridge. I wonder if he's one of the partridges in the pear tree. All right. 12:56. We've got 4 minutes left to go. If you've got anything to sell, give us a holler. I'll mention this one item that we have been given here one more time after I read one more of these questions. Okay? What two fictional boy detectives lived in the town of Bayport? What two fictional boy detectives lived in the town of Bayport? This is one of those books that everybody read when you were in preteen in my day. The Hardy Boys. It tended to be read by girls more than guys, I think. What organization began as the American Girl Guides in 1912? Now, you certainly know the answer just by the fact that it says Girl Guides. The Girl Scouts, that's what they were originally called. The Girl Guides. And that started back in 1912. What high school organization for boys interested in agriculture was founded in 1928? The FFA, Future Farmers of America, a great organization. All right. Well, we're just about at the end of our time. Hang on one second. I had to lean back and put a book back. And it was pretty far back. I almost fell off my chair. Well, you're listening to Glenn Coble here on WWGH, the show Swap Shop. And it was a kind of a quiet swap shop today, but that's okay. We get those off and on. But we do have a lady who's got a glass coffee table. And she also has two end tables to go with that, glass topped, $50. $50. 740-361-0041. 740-361-0041. I hope we helped that lady get rid of that, and I hope we helped the people that were advertising the silent auction that was going to be at Pure Function CrossFit, 202 South Main Street, on Thursday, the 19th, from 4 to 9 p.m. If you want to look up those the things that they're trying to sell, go to the Marion Noon Kiwanis Facebook or the Pure Function CrossFit Facebook, and it'll list those items that they're trying to sell on their auction. Help some people out. Well, we're down to our last minute. Let me read that one other thing that we had for a benefit. It's a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth. It's going to be held on August 14th from 1 p.m. till whenever they close. $10 at the door is the donation they request. The $5 and under are free. It's going to be a spaghetti dinner with garlic bread and salad. Sounds good to me. I've got some basil we can put in it. Growing like a weed in my backyard. Auction, they're going to be Chinese raffles, bake sales, 50-50 raffles. It's going to be at Blue Fusion. And that's going to be on August 14th at 1 p.m. Okay? Well, I hope you enjoyed today. We had a nice long discussion with Jeffrey Seitz, who's running for the 4th District U.S. Congressman. And then we did our swap shop. And, buddy, get down off the couch. That's my puppy dog. And he's listening to me now while we're talking. I hope you have a wonderful day. And tune us in next week. Same time, same station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place.